Well, yeah, goals, as I say, wins games, and the goals were the difference today. Like, cause, you know, if you look at the scores, we hit the same number of scores today, but they had the three goals that made the difference, you know. But that's the way it goes, you know. Armagh's a good side, and we knew that coming in. Like, you know, they're a step up on anything that's in Division 3, and they're playing Division 2 hurling for the last 8-9 years. So, you mean, there's a bit more experience. But look, I can't fault the lads. They give it whatever they had right to the bitter end there. Look, we didn't lie down. We fought back, and we probably finished the game very, very strong, you know. Unlucky maybe not to pick up a goal ourselves.
And it was a great test for Tyrone. It was maybe a measurement of how far Tyrone have progressed to play a team like Armagh playing at that level, and they came through it very well.
Yeah, we knew that. I suppose it's a good barometer for us, you know, from where we were, to see how we could compete with the like of Armagh, who, you know, done well this year in Division 2, stayed in the division, were within scoring difference of making a Division 2 B final. So, you know, they beat Meath and they beat Mayo, and you know, they won 3 games and beat Donegal in that division. So we knew like Armagh were going really, really well, and this was going to give us an idea where we stood. But I was very happy with how we played and the type of hurling we played. You know what I mean? As I say, a couple of goals in the second half maybe made the difference and give Armagh a bit of a cushion that they needed. But we finished strong and we're unlucky to say not to get maybe a goal or two ourselves.
And a great learning experience for the players too. And importantly, it's still in the Record Cup, you know, and maybe you can go a bit further and avoid these teams like Armagh before you get to Croke Park.
Absolutely, we're still in Ricky Record. I said it to the lads, you know, it is a learning experience and it's good to play teams like Armagh at that level because you learn all the time, and you know, the hurlers that we have will learn from today, you know, the wee things that the wee mistakes that maybe we made, okay, we can pick up on those and the guys will assess that themselves and know that themselves. But look, that's what you want to be playing these type of games more and more often, because, you know, I keep on saying the good hurlers will learn and will pick up and will get better. And you know, that was it was great for us today to get this game. We're disappointed, obviously, that we didn't win it. We thought we could win it, as you do in any game. But you know, Armagh is a good side, and from the start of the competition, from the competition was made, Armagh will be strong favourites to come out of it, just from the very fact that they're playing in a higher league than any of the other teams in it.
Back out again next week, though, was maybe the only downside.
Yeah, we're back out next week. That's the way the competition's run. We're back out next week. So we picked up a couple of injuries the other day that we had to make a couple of substitutions that we wouldn't have ideally wanted to make during the second half. And maybe that affected us a bit from the point of view, you know, Justin going off and Mark going off. So we're out next week, and it's a quick turnaround. And, you know, we'll have to get ready for whoever we have. We're not sure who we'll be playing yet, whether it be home or away. But as I said to the lads, look, we have to go back again, get a recovery done tomorrow, get back out Tuesday night, and get back on again. We're still in the competition. The teams who were beaten last week and won this week are still in it as well. So it's not over by any means, and we'll be giving it a good lash next week again.
How bad is the injury, Justin and Mark?
We're not quite sure until we assess them. Mark has a groin problem and Justin has a hamstring problem, and we sort of had an inkling going into the match, but as I say, they went as long as they could go, and we had to pull them out of it then, you know, in the second half. And you know, I suppose it disrupted us slightly, I suppose. But look, at fair play to Armagh. Armagh come strong in the second half, as we knew they would after half time, and they got the goals, and the goals were probably the difference in the game.
And Tyrone had chances for goals in the last couple of minutes there as well. Their goalkeeper was made some great stops.
Absolutely, as I say, we could have probably picked up one or maybe two goals. Possibly, maybe we could have picked up a couple of more points before we went for the goals. But look at, and the keeper made a couple of good saves. We were unlucky, maybe not to get one. And maybe if we had got a goal or so in the last 5 or 6 minutes, it could have been possibly a different game. But that's the way it goes. You know, that's what the keeper's there for. He's there to make saves. And you know, I wouldn't fault the lad for going for it, because you know, if the opportunity's on and it presents itself, you know, you try and go for it. But you know, right to the bitter end there, we fought. Like, we didn't give up. And that's the character that's in the side, which we all know about.